Welcome into Tony Broom Ministries. Here's a Bible message from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. The title is The Hireling and the Shepherd. Thank you for being with me today in the Zoom Broom Room. Glad to have everybody here. We're just here to worship God and best that we can. Until we get together in His presence, that's the ultimate. We're in John chapter 10 today, and I'd like to draw your attention to the first 18 verses, John chapter 10. And we're talking about the hireling and the shepherd. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. There's a difference between the hireling and the shepherd. The hireling is in it for the money, and the shepherd cares about the sheep. Jesus said, if you climb up some other way, and you do not go in by the right door, and the right door is the only door, then you're a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber is a hireling. A hireling is in it for what he can get out of it, but the shepherd is in it for the sheep. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The shepherd of the sheep always comes in the right way, and he always does things the right way. He comes in by the right entrance, the door, and he always does things the right way. Now you and I, we have intentions of doing things the right way, and we try our best to do things the right way, but sometimes it doesn't come out right. But God knows our heart, and he knows our intentions, and he knows when we fail, he understands. But the hireling, he has it in his mind that he's looking out for himself. He wants what wages and what reward is coming to him. You might as well say the thief and the robber. He's not like the shepherd. He does not enter in by the right way to the door into the sheep. But the shepherd, he enters in the door. He is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. He has entrance into the right door. When he comes before that door, there's no problem with the porter, the doorkeeper, opening the door, and this is the Father in this case. He opens the door and lets the shepherd in where the sheep are. The shepherd has access to the sheep. He always cares about what happens to the sheep. The hireling cares about what happens to his money bag, to his purse, pocketbook. But the shepherd always cares about the sheep. The porter opens to him, and the sheep hear his voice. When he speaks, the sheep know his voice. The difference between the hireling and the shepherd is the hireling can speak, but the real sheep do not hear his voice. They will not follow him. They do not know his voice. The shepherd speaks, and the sheep know his voice, and they will follow him. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. He calls them by their name. He knows them personally. The hireling never knows the sheep personally because all he cares about is what he can get out of it. But he calls the sheep, the shepherd does, by name. He knows them personally and leads them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The shepherd puts out the sheep into the pasture, but he goes before the sheep. The hireling does not go before the sheep. The hireling puts the sheep in front of him in case the sheep get hurt when he can run away. That's what a hireling does. But the shepherd cares about the sheep, and he will give himself for the sheep. So he puts the sheep out there, but he goes before them, and he leads them out, and they follow him, and they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Oh, beware of a tall, dark stranger when he comes riding into your town. Tall, dark preacher, stranger means danger. So don't let those strangers hang around. You got to watch out for them tall, dark strangers. Sometimes the short, light strangers. The stranger, voice of the stranger, they will not follow, but they will flee from him. And that's what the verse says right here. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee. The sheep will run away from the hireling. They will run away from this stranger who is not the shepherd. They do not know the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not the things which he had spoken to them. He spoke this parable. They just thought he was telling a cute story about some shepherd and some sheep, the shepherd and the sheep. But they didn't understand. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Now, so far, he has been talking about a shepherd, been talking about sheep, and then I'm alluding it to the hireling. But he hasn't said the word, I am. This is the first time he said the word, I am, in this chapter. I am, and you have variations of it, but the Greek says something like, ego, I me, I am. Now he makes a declaration, and in Hebrew, ani, and sometimes they say anochi, I am. When you said I am to a Hebrew, to a Jew, you were saying a sacred thing. I am. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door that the sheep can go in and out of. I am the door. To make that declaration, that is a bold statement. I am the door of the sheep. I am the entrance. I am the way. The hireling never can make such a statement. He can say, you come and give me a big crowd and give me a big money offering, but he can never say, I am the one who really cares about the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. You had a lot of people that showed up offering the sheep a lot of trinkets, stayed long enough to make a few changes, did a few cute things, put on a show here and there, but they never offered real security to the sheep. They never offered a lasting relationship with the sheep. All that ever came before me, Jesus said, are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am, here's another I am, the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. If you go through Jesus, you'll be saved. That's salvation. You'll go in and out. That's that security. That's that sanctification. You'll go in and out. You'll have that peaceful, that holy heart relationship. And you will find pasture. You'll be satisfied. That speaks of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So even in John 10, you can see salvation, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And here's the verse that we all know from John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. There's your hireling right there. That's what he does. And the hireling can refer to a man, but actually it's the spirit behind the man. The hireling is not just a man. The hireling is that controlling spirit that's behind the evil, the thief. The real thief is the Satan, the devil himself. He's the one who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. What he does not steal, he'll try to kill, and what he does not kill, he'll destroy it to the point that nobody else wants it, that you cannot do anything with it. I, Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. There's a stark difference between the shepherd and the hireling. The shepherd gives life, and the hireling takes life. He saps every sap snuffs the sap and life right out of you. He zaps the life out of the church. He takes everything for himself. He sets up a big fancy feast for himself, but he leaves the sheep high and dry. And that's what the hireling, that's what the thief comes to do, to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He gives us that life abundantly, and that's what Christ does. That's what the good shepherd does. The next verse, in fact, he says, I am the good shepherd. There's that bold statement again. The difference between the hireling and the shepherd says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The hireling will never give his life for the sheep. The hireling will allow the sheep to die as long as he can get out scot-free and be all right. Save his own hide, save his own self. He allows the sheep to be slaughtered. But Jesus was willing to be slaughtered for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. Here's what the hireling does. The shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling is not a shepherd. He's the opposite. He's not the shepherd. The sheep do not belong to him. He sees the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep and runs away and flees. The wolf comes and he catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling leaves in a time when the church cannot get together and they can't do anything about it. And there are pastors that are forsaking churches right now in a time when you cannot get together and you cannot make a decent and a conscientious decision about what to do about things. And there's no way that you can vote. There's no way that you can do this and that. And pastors are forsaking churches, and it's just like the wolf here is coming, and he catches the sheep, and he scatters the sheep. The hireling flees when he sees the wolf coming because the sheep do not belong to him. He sees the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep, and he goes and finds other green pasture for himself, but he allows the wolf to gobble up the sheep, and they're scattered instead of being put together tighter into a fold. They're scattered. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling. Why does he run away? Because that's who he is. A hireling flees because he's in it just for what he can get out of it. And he cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. I am known of mine. They know me, and I know them. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have a relationship with the Father. I know him, and he knows me. And that's a relationship that I have, and this is a shepherd talking now. This is a relationship that I have with my sheep. I know them, and they know me. Just like I know the Father, and the Father knows me. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I give my life as a sacrifice, as a substitute for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. This is not just talking about those Jews that Jesus were talking to Israel. Thank God for this verse. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. This includes the red, the yellow, the black, the white, the Jew, the Gentile. It includes ethnos, people from all nations. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I don't care who you are from all the nations of the world. Jesus Christ is the same Jesus Christ. The shepherd is the same shepherd over everybody. He is Lord over everybody. All nations of the world who come to know him and are born again, they love him, they serve him, and he is Lord. He's Lord no matter if you live in a rich nation, no matter if you live in a poor place. He's Lord. He's your shepherd. And you're rich, by the way, if you know him, no matter if you have a lot of money or not. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. He lays it down in order to take it again. Why? And you first become a Christian. I know I did, and I feel like you do too, when you first became a Christian. You said, why in the world did he let them do all these things to him? He's God Almighty. Why in the world did he let them spit upon him and slap him and crucify him and put him on the cross? Why in the world did he let them do all this stuff to him? It's because he had to lay down his life so he could take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power, and that word power is exousia, authority. I have authority. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. I have power to lay it down. I can lay my own life down, and I can take my own life back up again. Jesus, as it were, and we know the Father did it, but Jesus, as it were, had the power to raise his own self from the dead. And that's what he did because he's God. He's God Almighty, and he's a shepherd. He's a good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The good shepherd cares for the sheep. So much different than the hireling. So much different than someone who's just out for the money and out for what he can get out of it. It's so much different when you know the shepherd, when you know the Lord, when he lives in your heart, when he lives in your life, and you hear his voice. You may not be able to do all the things that you'd like to do, but you know the shepherd. You know his voice. You hear his voice, and you follow him. Where he leads me, I will follow. And he leads us out. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul, and he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though we walk through a pandemic, even though we walk through hard times, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Praise God, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And even in the presence of my enemies, when things are going on and the enemy thinks he's going to swallow me up, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Sharapos Sandalai. Praise God, you anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our Father and God, I thank you for this opportunity to share this word with your people today. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage our hearts with this word. Help us, Lord, to know that you are here, and you care, and you understand the things that we're going through. And you know the condition of the church, not just our church, but the church in general. Lord, you know all about it. And I pray today that you would be exalted, that you would be the Lord of the church as you are, that you are the great shepherd. Thank you for the shepherds that we have to lead the church and to help the church. But we don't have shepherd religion. We don't have preacher religion. We have religion or salvation from one shepherd, the chief shepherd who will never leave us and never forsake us. He's not in it just for what he can get out of it, but he's in it because he loves us. And I know he loves us because he gave his own life for us. And I thank you for that, Lord. I pray today that this word would find place in many hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to a Bible message from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. The title has been The Hireling and the Shepherd. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your shepherd, Savior, and Lord today. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.